Babies crying. Babies cry a lot. That's not exactly new news, but you may find it interesting that babies also cry while in utero. The finding was first published in the journal Archives of Disease and Childhood back in 2005. Ultrasounds show fetuses crying in the womb as early as 28 weeks. Naturally, the crying is silent, but the increased breathing mimics that of a newborn baby. We know that if a woman smokes or uses drugs, there are serious implications for her baby's health. That's what researchers were studying when they inadvertently made the discovery about prenatal crying. What they found was a connection between these unhealthy lifestyle choices and crying fetuses. The theory is that a woman's levels of cortisol and adrenaline, increased by harmful substances like smoking and drugs, or by simply too much stress, put her body in fight or flight mode. It may be that a similar reaction is happening in the brain of the unborn baby. Too many of these stressors could negatively impact the child's brain development. Expecting mothers owe it to their babies to take good care of themselves while pregnant and after the baby is born. We owe it to mothers to support them in a variety of ways so they can be healthy and strong for their children's sake, for crying out loud. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.